Chapter 3, The Driving Spur of the Polar Quest, Strange Traits of the Northernmost Man.
I have often wondered of late about the dazzling white, eerie glamour with which the Northland weaves its spell about the heart of a man. I know of nothing on earth so strange, so wonderful, withal so sad. Pursuing our course through Melville Bay, I felt the fatal magic of it enthralling my very soul. For hours I stood on deck alone, midnight sun like some monstrous perpetual light to some implacable frozen-hearted deity burning blindingly upon the horizon and setting the sea aflame. The golden colors suffused my mind, and I swam in a sea of molten glitter. I was consumed for hours, but by one yearning, a yearning that filled and intoxicated me, to go on and ever onward where no man had ever been. Perhaps it is the human desire to excel others, to prove, because of the innate egotism of the human unit, that one possesses qualities of brain and muscle which no other possesses, that has crazed men to perform this, the most difficult physical test in the world. The lure of the thing is unexplainable. During those dizzy hours on deck, I thought of those who had preceded me, of heroic men who for three centuries had braved suffering, cold, and famine, who had sacrificed the comforts of civilization, their families and friends, and who had given their own lives in the pursuit of this mysterious, yea, fruitless quest. I remembered reading the thrilling tales of those who returned, tales which had flashed me with excitement and inspired me with the same mad ambition. Thought of the noble, indefatigable efforts of these men, of the heart-sickening failures in which I too had shared. And I felt the indomitable, swift surge of their awful, goading determination within me to subdue the forces of nature, to cover as Icarus did the air in those icy spaces, to reach the silver-shining vacantness which men called the North Pole. As we cut the shimmering waters, I felt, as it were, the weird, unseen presence of those who had died there, died horribly, men whose bodies had withered with slow suffering and frigid blood.